Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the shirts all sparkly, spanking clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
The glory hole's like a dick theater. I'd imagine you're around.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Angela.
Yes.
Do you like sex toys?
I love sex toys.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you wish you could have more sex toys?
Always.
Do you wish you could have a sex toy at 50% off?
That's even better, yes.
With that sex toy, Do you wish that you could have 6 videos on demand that you could watch and use these sex toys with?
Absolutely.
With that 50% off sex
toy. Oh my god, it gets better.
And the videos on demand. Do you wish that whoever you purchase these sex toys from would just throw 6 items in there? Maybe something for you, maybe something for me, maybe something for both of us.
That would be amazing.
I
know. Can that happen? Is that a thing?
It does happen.
Yeah.
And you know
how
it
happens? And how does it happen? Where does it happen?
If you Google or type in in your Google box, adamandeve.com,
okay.
You'll go to adamandeve.com, find an item that you like, put in the coupon code by the by, BYTHEBI, you get all that. And the one thing that turns you on more than anything else.
Free shipping.
Free shipping.
Yep.
Yeah, so if you go to adamandeve.com and you use the coupon code by the by, that's BYTHEBI, you'll get everything we've already talked about.
Yeah.
And that should make you happy.
Yay. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Easy orgasms for you, easy orgasms for your partner, you know.
And all kinds of fun for everybody.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's do it. Let's go.
Let's do it. All right. Yeah. To the internet.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of By the By.
Yes, a very special episode of By the By.
Yes, this is one that we have been saving and sitting on. It's number 200.
I know. Can you believe it? We've made it to 200 episodes.
Which is amazing.
So, that means 200 plus hours of listening to us. What is wrong with you people?
Congratulations. I hope you've enjoyed at least some of it.
You've earned an achievement.
Yeah.
I don't know what achievement that is. But yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So what is this episode? Do you know?
Look, this is a very special episode. I do know.
Okay.
Because I pay attention. And the listeners at home know because they read the show notes. But this is a special episode, I think, for both of us, in that with the chaos and craziness that's going on in the world right now, many of us sort of want something to take us away. Mm-hmm. Some of us are under a quarantine. Not us, fortunately, but we have many friends and folks we know back in the U.S. that are under a either governmental or self-influenced quarantine.
And we also have friends that are in the trenches in the healthcare system trying to do what they can and probably working mega hours. So everybody needs a little something to take yourself away from reality at the moment.
Yes.
And hopefully this will not necessarily take you away from reality, but take you back to a better reality.
Yes.
If you were at Desire last year with the swing set. And if not, you can find out what it was like for some of us there.
Yes. So in this episode, this is our live episode from Desire 2019. We had a nice large group of people around us. There is a little bit of noise in the background because we're in an open courtyard, but...
And there were these ginormous fans.
Because it was wicked hot.
Yeah, so these fans were blowing on us, and so there is a lot of background noise. I apologize.
But the
But the content's good. The people were amazing, and it was a fun time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there is a quiz in this one.
Oh, yeah.
So if you've got a piece of paper around or your phone, write down your answers and see how close you were. And,
see if you could have won a prize.
Yeah, we gave away a prize based on this quiz. So check it out. Anything else you want to add?
No.
No?
I think we've covered it pretty well, other than stay safe, people out there. Yep. And remember, take care of yourselves.
Yes. Take care of yourself, your family, cough into your arms, and don't shake hands. Bump booties.
Yes.
Hello!
Look at all these amazing faces.
So, I don't know. I'm assuming you know who we are. We're By the By.
I know, right? Shocker.
I
know. I'm Bradford.
Angela.
And the gentleman.
The gentleman.
Number one, we would like to thank everybody for coming out. I know you guys have amazing choices of things to do, like the beach, the pool, massages, each other.
Ginger. Yeah.
Ginger.
And
you chose to spend an hour or so with us. And we thank you all very much. We're going to do a little bit of talkie-talkie. This is going to be extremely interactive. When you come up to talk to us, and we really want you to come up to talk to us, that's your mic. As long as you're somewhere in the 45 or so degrees on either side of it, it should pick you up. It should pick us all up, but I don't know. We've never done this with these mics. We're virgins. Also, to make sure everybody, every couple has a number, or every unit has a number, and also you have a pad of paper, because there's a test at the end of the day. I know. And let me show you. Where's my prizes?
There.
The gentleman's hoarding them for me. So we have prizes from Geeky Sex Toys to give away. The math one is in here. I'm just going to say it hasn't been sold on their website for about a year, and we got our Grammy little hands on it, and we can't wait to give it away. And then we have some other things. If you're a Game of Thrones or Doctor Who fan, we've got some other things to give away. And, so let's start. What is that one? Oh, it's a unicorn.
Oh, the unicorn.
It's a unicorn, Yoda. I forgot about that one.
So, yeah.
As a side note, we're going to draw numbers out randomly throughout the podcast just to give some of that stuff away, and at the end we'll do the big prize.
Oh, and that's the Night King dildo.
Yeah.
I know, right? Okay. What are we talking about today? We're talking about something that is going to be sort of related to our big prize at the end, which is leveling up. And how do we level up in the lifestyle?
We grind.
Thank you. when Angela, the gentleman, and I got here this week, for me, Swing Set at Desire, they changed me last year fundamentally. I've always been bisexual. I think you know that from the podcast if you're a listener. But this space gave me the permission to be bisexual in front of people. I see. I told you I was going to get emotional from the very beginning. I warned y'all. I'm a crier. This gave me the space, and there are people out here that are in this space here that gave me the permission to be 120% authentically me. The great thing about this, and I said this last year when we did this live podcast, is that we need to take this experience and this feeling that we have, and we wear it as armor, and we go out there into that real world, and we allow ourselves to be our authentic selves. We allow the people to try to attack us, but we're wearing this armor of friendship and love, and fuck them. Not literally, which I think I actually
I always get that part mixed up.
As long as it's consensual, honey, it's fun. But coming back here this year and trying to spend that full year giving other people that permission space to be their authentic self, coming back here this year, we bring the gentleman, and it's been
awesome, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we've leveled up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody, does any RPGs, role-playing games, anybody? A couple? Yeah. So if you're not a role-play gamer, leveling up means you've gained power, you've gained ability, sometimes you've gained other stats like stamina,
That's an important one here.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah.
You know, you've got the condom of protection against STIs. You know, you find treasures. That's what leveling up is.
Sometimes you have to dig a bit deep for those.
Multiplayer mode.
Well, what I've learned is Desire is just a massively multiplayer online or offline role-playing game.
No.
We've renamed the gentleman from Slutterella to the Slayer.
Now I'm going all red.
But what we want to talk about is how this week has allowed us to level up, and we want to hear from y'all how it's, you know, how you've leveled up. How have you become more authentically you? How have you become a better person, a better partner, a better fuck buddy?
And I think it can be as well, not just maybe you personally, but you as a unit. Like, how have you and your partner or partners, have you done something then to level up? Or yeah, 'cause it's both about growth for ourselves as individuals, but also us as a team.
Well, so, do you have any? Do you want to start there?
Yeah,
gentlemen?
Well, I had a good night in the dungeon. Night that was. Was that last night? What night was that?
Two nights ago.
It just all blends into one, doesn't it? So I had the lovely Duncan do some electro play on me, and he asked me if I wanted some sensual play or if I wanted to be tortured. Now, normally we do sensual that turns into torturing, but I said no. I floor this way. I want to push myself a little bit. Let's try torturing. So he laid me on the bed and he said, "Well, we'll just judge where you're at because he hasn't played with me before." And he said, "Yeah, just let me know what the level of, you know, charge is or shock is." And he put it on me, and it was harder than Angela has ever done to me before. And I was like, "Oh shit, here we go. Shit's about to get real." And he took me there. There was a point there, especially with he has a tinsel attachment for the wand that he has, and oh my god, if you get a chance to experience that, it is amazing. He took me to
You use the word horrible.
horrible, amazing. Yeah, similar. He took me to the edge, and I at one point burst into hysterical laughter. It was painful. I could not help myself. It was one of those beautiful moments. I was in the dungeon room full of. There was another lady on the rack being train whipped, yeah, and she was screaming blue murder. I'm in the corner giggling my ass off like the Joker. It was just one of those moments in time where you just think, holy shit, this is pretty good.
It was amazing to hear that whack.
Yeah.
But it was also infectious because other people around couldn't help but start giggling as well.
It was, and it got to a point where my heart rate was racing and I was sweating, and he asked me, "Do you want to continue?" And I was like, yeah, and he wasn't sure, so he wanted to grab Angela just to make sure that, you know, because she knows what I'm like, and she comes over and she's like, "You know, are you okay to go?" And I'm like, "Oh shit, I wish I wasn't, but yes I am." And it didn't take long after that until it took me to the point where I had to stop.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. It was good that I pushed myself that little bit further and found what I thought was the edge of to what I could tolerate was not, you know, and that was really great. And he was amazing. And I want to thank him for that experience. That was really great.
Yes.
And as a side note, we cannot thank Duncan in person at this moment. He sends his apologies for not being here. But he had a gangbang to attend, possibly two, because I think he double-booked himself.
He double-booked his gangbang. Yeah. Gang yeah. As you do.
Yeah.
Awesome first world problems.
Yeah.
But yes, huge shout-out to Duncan.
Yeah.
And a corollary to that, so I'm assuming everybody saw me in fox mode. That was something, again, that this space gave me the permission to be full fox mode last year for the first time. And this year it was so awesome I did it two nights in a row. And to have that opportunity to do that in front of people, I went for a grand total, if you add both nights up, for about 7 hours without talking. And y'all know me. You can hear me. You can be at the pool and probably hear me from this bar over here. I tend to be loud.
Yeah. I don't think that's happened since birth, right?
No. But it was something that it taught me something about me. In that when I was watching the gentleman with Duncan, when I'm in Fox mode, there's no more rational Bradford. It's only primal Bradford. And seeing him in pain, really, it hurt. And it was really upsetting me. And Angela kept saying, he's okay, he's okay, listen to him, he's okay. And it was one of those moments where I felt like I wanted to say the safe word and get out of my collar. But at the same time, I felt like I needed to sort of feel that.
Yeah.
I needed that, yeah, the safety of being in Fox mode. And then I just began, crying uncontrollably, as one Fox does. which is not good for your makeup, I gotta tell you. anybody who makes me cry tonight, I'll smack you. Watching you, buddy. Yeah, but it was such a great... That was, for me, a leveling up moment to know... Look, I know the three of us use the L word between us, but that just proved just how much I care for you and love you, and that, yeah, you're part of us now.
Yeah.
Don't quit, I'm going anywhere, asshole.
I'm stuck.
No, it was beautiful to see. And then afterwards in the aftercare room, you kind of got behind me and snuggled into me, and that was beautiful as well.
Angela, do you want to talk about your leveling up moment?
So I think for me, it was a lot more in our relationship style, because typically we tend to play with people together. We do tend to play with people separately, but usually completely separate spaces. And like if somebody goes out on a date with someone else, that type of thing. But this year was the first time that we've played separately but in the same space. So like up at the hot tub, I went and played with somebody in the hot tub beds while Bradford and the gentleman were still in the hot tub. So you're close, but you're not there, you're not part of it. And that was really different for us. And then at one point you went off and played separately as well. And just having the permission to do that and the space to do that, because admittedly daily life you don't often have that.
Yeah.
But even like at the swingers club, we still generally stay together, and you're supposed to. But but yeah, just being able to have that permission to just kind of go off and still be sort of around, but know that that person's okay, and know that we're worth good people, and nothing's going to happen to us, and that it's okay to do that.
Yeah.
So I think for me that was a bit of a just letting go of that last bit of control, which I sometimes have issues with.
No, but it was good, actually, because there's been a few nights where I've snuck back into the room at 3:45.
Yeah.
Trying not to wake either of you up, and I curl into bed, and then I just get that arm cuddle off Angela, and it's just that, you're home, it's good. You know? Yeah.
But it's okay to, go out and be you and do what you need to do and take care of yourself whatever way that looks.
Yeah.
And yeah, but again, at the end of the day, we all come back to each other. So.
You betcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we throw it out to the crowd, we're going to draw a number and give away a prize.
Alright, so we've got all the numbers here.
So first I'm going to start with, not that one. Let's start with the unicorn thing.
Unicorn?
Yeah.
Unicorn horn.
So again, these were gifted to us by Geeky Sex Toys, the shirts that we're wearing. You can go to geekysextoys.com and get one if you don't win one. And use the key code by the bye to get 5% off.
Alright. Who's drawing? Are you drawing?
Yeah.
Okay. Keep your hand still. Keep it still.
Ooh, I won!
Ooh, 69!
Okay, who's got?
Just grab one.
What number is that?
11! Don't throw it, you'll stab him with it.
Also don't stick it to your forehead.
Yeah.
That's a good way to get a bruise.
That's brilliant.
So we did recently see that at a party that we were at in Adelaide, and one of the ladies, she stuck a unicorn horn to her forehead. We warned her beforehand. She says, that's fine, I'm not going to work for a few days. So she stuck it to her forehead and then fucked somebody with it.
I was going to say, what was that Urban Dictionary one where you strap it to your forehead and you run up and...
Look, can we not talk about Urban Dictionary for a bit?
You're going to have to go back and listen and see what it was.
Yeah.
Okay, so does anybody out in the audience land have a leveling up story or something that you've done this week that you feel like made you level up? Don't be shy.
Sure.
We have one.
Excellent.
So in my day-to-day life, I don't get a lot of platonic male contact. I think we're very much socialized not to ask for it. And Radford, you and I had a moment where you joined me in just like a nice snuggle. Asking for that was hard, and I appreciate you being there through that. I feel like a lot of us here are very touch deprived in general in our day-to-day lives. And being in this space and then leaving this space and going back to that, you know, I sort of have to like hoard it now so that I can carry it with me through the next 12 months until we're all back here. So,
yes. Thank you. That was such a great experience as well.
It is nice to be able to, like you say, just wake up in the morning, come and get a cup of coffee, and just give the person next to you a cuddle and just a stroking of the arm or holding hands.
It doesn't mean you're necessarily going to jump into bed.
No, of course not. No, it is nice, and it's something that you don't experience outside of these walls, isn't it?
And that's something that I've been trying to ask for a lot more, because I'm a very touchy person. But like you said, day to day in the world, it's almost frowned upon at times, and so I kind of find myself pulling back and holding in. And this week I've been trying to just, if I want to touch somebody, just ask them, hey, you know, is this a light touch on the shoulder okay? Or, you know, can I just stroke your arm or whatever it is? And I think everybody's pretty much said yes, but it's like, I just like that contact.
Yeah.
It's nice to be able to ask for that and to get that.
And I'm absolutely going to murder this the way it comes out. And I mean it in the kindest possible way. But I'm very used to the straight men in the normal, whatever that is, swingers community that... The cuddle is like, don't touch me. It's basically the vibe they put off. And it's such a refreshing thing to have straight men here who know that I am not trying to be, I'm not a predator. I can be, but we will have that discussion and then it'll happen. It's a switch I can turn on and off. I'm not a natural born predator. And it was great. So I valued that as well. Like, we were just cuddling on the beach bed, and you know, there's something really nice about running your fingers through somebody's chest hair. And it's like, God, I wish I had chest hair.
It's actually quite validating for the opposite, for somebody to ask if they can touch you.
Yeah.
It's like, well, yes, you can. It's really nice.
It is it's such a wonderful, and it was a pleasure. So, yes. Mwah. Oh, you. Anybody else? You have something that, don't be shy.
And also, it doesn't necessarily have to be this week, but maybe in prep for Desire or in, you know, the past year, like, you know, anything that you've worked on that you're like, okay, now I feel like I'm in a much better place in this space.
We have an excellent singer who's going to come up. And I don't reckon he's going to sing, but...
No. I don't know how close I need to get to the mic.
Just stand up on near the thing. In front of the hoppers.
All right. So for the first time, I was pegged in public this week.
Oh, yay! Yay! All right.
And it was an amazing experience. So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Where were you?
We were up at the hot tub beds that were right next to the hot tub.
Nice.
So, and apparently there was a bit of an audience for that. So.
Well, I think in Australia they'd say strength.
Bloody hope we would.
So yes,
that's great. Yes. It's like, what made you decide like this space is the time to do that?
The welcoming, loving community that we have, that there is no judgment. Everybody here has their own thing, and they don't judge anybody else for it. So I'm like, I feel comfortable enough to do this here and not feel shamey about it. So, yeah.
Excellent. That's awesome. Thank you. Yes. Can I give you a cuddle?
Absolutely.
Yay! You always smell so nice. You give him a cuddle. He always smells good. And that's another thing that I absolutely love, and we've already touched on it with the fox mode and with the being in the dungeon. It's like this group is a group that we've said it, and if you listen to any of the podcasts that recount the weeks here, it's a common theme. It's the acceptance, that love, that support, that caring, and you hear these words over and over and over again, and that's because that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
And I sort of feel sorry for anyone who has never felt this. And I also feel bad for anyone who has to feel it, and then, you know, we have to hold on to it for a year. Somebody very wise, who's not here right now, told me, he said, I think that it has to be temporary, in order for it to be as powerful as it is. And as much as I don't want to believe that, and it's one of those things, in order to truly appreciate the sunshine, we have to experience rain. And I think that as long as we have an umbrella, and that umbrella is each other, this is something that I know we said last year, and we're going to reiterate again. Anyone, either if you're here and spread it out, if you need someone to talk to, if you need someone to vent to, if you need someone to help you carry a load, contact us. We're always, I mean, we're about a 12-hour time difference. But eventually, we will always be there to, if nothing else, just listen. And sometimes we don't have to carry those loads alone.
And I thank you for that.
You're very welcome. And it's something that I think a lot of us, we feel very connected and together here. But the second we step outside of this gate, we sometimes feel like we're all alone. And it's such a scary feeling. And we forget that we have each other. But we have each other. Through Rocket Chat, you can email us, put us in your ear holes. Those in other holes. Anyway. Think about us when you touch yourself. Anyway.
But it is good to have...
Oh, you.
It is good to have this week, though, to look back on when things do get rough, when you get back into the quote-unquote normal world, and when things happen. And you can just kind of, if you take a moment and step back and just remember this time, this group, and if needed, reach out.
Yeah.
It's okay to do that. And, yeah.
And so, talking about leveling up, I'm going to talk about how Angela leveled up in a way. Angela is, I'm going to tell a story on her, if I may.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going with this.
Awesome.
Yeah.
She's not one that makes friends very quickly. Moved around a lot as a child and was very used to letting relationships go. So I was absolutely amazed when last year she's like, oh, I friended all these people on Facebook. And so... if you friended her on Facebook, she's one of those people that if you're friends on Facebook, it's for reals. Because only people who are allowed in our house are friends on Facebook. And I was just amazed by that she, this intensity, just shows how awesome this group is that someone who does not make friends well, there's people in this space that I cannot imagine life without.
Yeah.
And we may not see them but once or twice a year.
It may be incidental contact or, a message here or there, but it's still just that little bit can really make a difference and yeah, can definitely mean a lot. So, yeah. And another thing I'll say, because I try to do this, but if you're thinking about somebody just randomly, months from now, whatever, send a message, because you never know where they are, what's going on, but just send a message, even if it's just a, hey, thinking about you. It doesn't have to be like anything long or complicated. But people, it can feel good to know that people are thinking about you and that people care about you out there. And again, you never know where people are in life, but just a little something can make a big difference.
And I'm a firm believer, and I'm hoping that Ginger and Prof will support me on this. I'm a firm believer that when somebody pops into your head, it's an energy connection that you have, and that's them asking for help without realizing it. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yay! Oh, now that
makes
it beautiful. I'm sorry?
So you're beautifully turned into that. Tuned into that.
I'll be turned
and
into it.
You're tuned in and you're turned on.
Usually, yes. Yes. Do we want to do another drawing?
Yeah.
Do we want to do another drawing?
Yeah!
We'll do another drawing, but somebody has to promise. What is that one?
This is the Night King dildo.
Do we have Game of Thrones fans?
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, all right. Yes,
I was going to say, let's get the official name of it. Where's my phone go?
One has a certificate.
This thing is quite decent.
It's like limited edition. This is number 203 of only 350.
Okay, so that one is from the Game of Thrones collection. It is the Night King. Yeah, and it's glow in the dark.
Is it one of those molds?
This is his real penis, yes.
Yeah, it's
passed around by the cat.
Yeah.
he exploded and someone caught it.
This is what Arya cut off.
Spoilers! But we will draw this, but this means that somebody else has to come up and talk to us afterwards. So, alright. Angela?
Oh.
What
apple
he has?
I don't know. I was like, what's going on?
He has tiny little balls on him, too.
It must be cold. See what I did there? Number 14!
Oh my god! Oh!
Are you a Game of Thrones fan?
Oh, hell yeah.
I was going to say, I can only go to a Game of Thrones fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we
watched
the whole thing.
Yay! There we go. All
right. Here.
Congratulations!
I love that face! You can almost deep throat the Game of Thrones.
The Night King.
Yes.
No, my friends are not allowed to see.
Okay. Does anybody have something that they want to talk about either leveling up this year?
So, noticed a big difference between last year and this year in my partner and I asking for what we want and what we need, both from each other, like, I need some of your attention tonight, like, just us. Or with other couples, like, hey, we want to play with you, and, you know, it's not going to clandestinely happen, they can't read your mind. So, that's felt really good. Yeah. And feeling safe asking, and that even if there were to be a no, it would be a kind one, and that's big. It's big for me.
Good.
Yeah.
So,
that's awesome.
Just to kind of touch on that, I know that we had a situation this week where I think there was a miscommunication, and I felt really bad for that. Where I think that I was in fox mode, and I tend to be very cuddly in fox mode, and it was not. I think there may have been an expectation, and I'm truly sorry if there was that expectation that was not intended. Hopefully we made that okay. But to add to that, that's something that I'm terrible at asking for what I want. You know, we do the podcast. We've been in the lifestyle for 6+ years. It's still so hard for me to ask for directly what I want. And I managed to do that in a leveling up kind of way where I was kissing somebody and said, you know, we should move this on maybe later on down the week. And then it hit me. I was like, why did I say later on down the week? Like, I have time. Just ask this human, do you have time? And they did. And we did. And I asked for what I wanted. And I got it. And it was like, holy shitballs. You can ask for what you want and receive it? Yeah. Inconceivable!
I do know.
So it's really good. And I highly encourage everyone. And remember, the answer no is a gift. Like, that means that person, we heard it earlier this week, that person is taking care of themselves. And I have said no this week. It feels good. Like, I'm glad I'm taking care of me.
I said no for the first time this week as well, because which is the first time. I know it's rare, right?
So his little bag says Slutterella. I don't know if you've seen that. Go ahead.
Because I wasn't comfortable doing what they asked, and it was a. Yeah, sorry, I don't feel comfortable doing that, and you know, not this year. I'm not there on my journey yet, but maybe in the future, yes. But for right now, it's no, and that was well received. And later on, I felt sort of proud of myself because I don't generally say no, and sometimes I do put myself in situations where I'm like, oh god, you know. But no, I felt good about that.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I think we all do that. I think that's something that's common. It's like, we're pack animals, and you don't want to be excluded from the pack, nor do you want to exclude somebody from the pack.
You want to please people.
You want to please people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a people pleaser.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Anyone else have a journey to share?
Yeah.
Oh,
please, yeah.
I've got one here.
So, came into this trip having had kind of a hard year, and having let a few things creep into our relationship that kind of got in the way of healthy connection. And I aspired this trip, because there are so many smart and wonderful, awesome people here, to try and learn at least one new tool to help kind of connect in a healthy, positive, awesome way. And Ginger Pra did a wonderful, wonderful very quick but effective demo and energy transfer and eye gazing that surprised me by how much it affected me. I do not tend to leak, but whenever I think about it and during that event, I leak a lot. And so, yeah, it's really kind of given me a new tool and a couple of new tools that we're going to keep on pursuing. It's given me hope that we're going to really get through all this thing.
That's great.
Just more work. Yeah. And we call eye squirting.
It just sounds kinkier. So Angela and I also went to that workshop, and I gotta say,
beautiful.
It was something. You know, it's, I understand. Yeah,
especially for me, because it's
way out of your comfort zone.
It's very out of my comfort zone. Yeah, and but it was something that I wanted to go and I wanted to explore and see, and it was just, yeah, it was beautiful. It was fun and definitely something that I am more open to.
Yes.
But it was definitely out of my comfort zone, and yeah.
But it was interesting that we did learn a lot about each other,
yeah,
and about our relationship, and then also about watching others, because I remember you all up there. Mm. You're a brick.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's
yes.
a brick. Yeah. and it's one of those things that sometimes connection, emotions, you know, they're hard.
Yeah.
But it was so much fun, and like, I think I need to dig a little more deeper. Yeah, into that.
That was very bad English.
Bad English. Yeah, Eastern Kentucky Public Schools. You should hear me math.
That comes later.
That does come later. But you know what comes now?
Prize time!
Bradford.
Woo!
That's funny. Who said Bradford?
Who said Bradford?
This one is near and dear to my ass. It's unused, but still.
It's solid. This one is a...
Does everybody have a number, by the way?
Just a little bit.
So this one is from Geeky Sex Toys.
You don't?
Oh, all right, let's get it's up there. This one is from the Dr. Screw line. It is the Tard Ass Paddle. Yes, Tard Ass Paddle.
Okay.
And it's very beautiful. It might leave some nice little marks.
You might leave a TARDIS outline on your ass.
Yeah.
It's heavy, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good theme. good to bear us.
Oh, well, yeah. We'll leave it in plastic.
Woo! Ooh.
Wow!
It's just doubled in value.
It's barely.
All right, gentlemen, you get to draw this one.
Okay.
Wait, get the numbers down. Okay.
Oh, where are they? Okay, here we go. All right, numbers this.
Lucky 13!
Woo!
All right. Oh, yes!
Yeah, woo!
Woo!
Are you a Doctor Who fan?
I am.
Yay!
Woo!
Woo!
So we've got the...
Woo-hoo!
Nice.
I think you need a time machine to go back and take that joke away.
See, that's what they think of your jokes, bedhoppers. Cool. So, back to the leveling up thing our growth. So now that let's change the question a little. We have, unfortunately, sadly, two more nights, basically a full day and a half, maybe 2 days if you count some time on Saturday. Who has something that they want to do that will level them up? Do you have anything else that you're like, I want to do this, and like, I feel like I'm going to...
God, I haven't thought about it.
Yeah. Do you?
Not really.
Surprisingly, I do. And I'm happy to talk about it. So, tonight... is everybody okay if I spoil what I'm dressing as tonight?
Yes.
Or do you want it to be a surprise? Yes.
Spoil it.
I love it. I have all these spoils and one person's surprise. Oh, you did spoil it. Okay. So I'm going to level up tonight. I'm going to do something I have never done in my entire life. I am going to completely shave the face, which isn't the thing, because I was bare bearded.
Bare cheeks,
thank you. But then when you get the bare... Anyway, for a very long time, but I'm going to shave this. I'm going full drag. So tonight when you see me, I will be Jackie OMG. I have shoes that, and again, this, why am I doing this? And I can say your name, yes. JD last year gave me the permission space to do this. To watch JD and the strength that they walked around here with, and that, like, bad fucking assery, yeah. Like, grrr! Like, 6'9". And if you disagree with me, you don't have the right ruler. Because I know what 6'9 looks like. You know what? I actually just got that joke.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
You're pretty. I'm sure if we had recorded that, you would have seen the light bulb go off. Son of a bitch. So you, JD, you gave me that last year, and I think honestly the permission that it was at Pride Night. You were amazing. It was beautiful and wonderful all the time. But Pride Night, really, and I thought to myself, you know, if they can do it, I can do it. Yeah. And so I've been thinking about it for a lot this year, and then tonight is Kings and Queens. And I thought, you know what? It is time. It is time to unleash the beast. The sexy motherfucker inside. So, that is what I plan on doing tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited. Mm-hmm. Pretty nervous. So be kind to me. Also, I'm in fucking huge heels. So if you see me just standing all by myself, please come save me.
He might need physical
It'll
support.
Be about 5 feet.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I did practice, but not well. So yes. So that's my. I'm going to level up tonight. So when you see me tomorrow morning, I will be a new and improved Bradford that is now comfortable. Maybe not capable of walking around in 6-inch stilettos. So I know someone out here has to have something. I see Mrs. H is being pointed out from the amazing podcast, The Bedhoppers. If you don't listen to them, you definitely should. Their jokes are amazing. The Wait Whats are fantastic. And if you haven't heard it yet, please, please, please insist that Mrs. H does her chicken impression.
Not happening.
Tell you what, I'll stop licking your face. I've got an audience here. You do the chicken impression, I'll stop licking your face.
It's worth it.
Come on up to the mic. Tell us about, okay, or tell us how you're going to level up. What you want.
Oh. Bradford.
Oh my gosh. That's a bonus level. And we'll see what we can do. Yeah, absolutely, please.
So this is an incredibly safe space.
And last year I pushed myself in some interesting ways. This year I decided to push myself in a different way. Oftentimes in my BDSM roleplay, I require acts of service. And that is not my love language. My love language is touch and quality time. And I wanted to experience what it's like to give acts of service more regularly. So this week I've helped facilitate some interesting parties for people. I walked around at the hot tub last night and handed out chocolate that I'd stolen from the wine tasting. It was the best chocolate I've had on the resort. I was like, oh no, they do.
Yeah.
So I wanted to share it with other people. And I've just done some other things where I put myself in this place of just trying to facilitate other people's experiences and make it better. And it's been an interesting journey, like experiencing what that's like and seeing how pleased people are. And you know, this is probably my lowest example of giving as a love language. So it's been fun, and I'm appreciative of everybody that's been receptive of it. And I plan on doing some more things tonight and tomorrow as we go on.
And how has that made you feel, not just like, oh, yay, I gave them something they needed, but did it make you feel any different as far as, like, is it easier to give now acts of service? Is it still difficult? How does that feel?
It's making me more conscious of it, more thinking about it. Okay. Like, when someone gives you an act of service, if that's not your love language, you may not notice as much, uh-huh. right, as if they're giving you touch or something mm-hmm. like that. So it's made me more conscious of when others are doing it, hopefully going forward as well. And it's made me discover a little bit of joy in that, that I didn't know that I could find. So hopefully that's going to continue forward. And, you know, as I go to other events and other things, I'll think like, oh, if I bring this gift, like a stupid rubber duck with the words written on it, everybody's going to go crazy because they're going to get to collect them or something like that. So like looking at some of the other members of our community and how they gift things to people, you know, hopefully that's going to continue going forward.
That's great. That's great. And that's something that I love about this community is that we're always trying to push ourselves. And something that I said, there's a few of the newbies here were at the newbie and the desire for first timers and whatnot that we did earlier in the week, is that we all live in this bubble. And in order to really, like, the magic often happens outside of that bubble. Mm-hmm. We have to pop that bubble and get into the magic. That's where the magic happens. And sometimes it's just a touch. And I think what you're doing is it's a very simple thing. It's something that's might be hard for you, but you're embracing that difficulty, and you're finding like, okay, this isn't as bad as I thought it was.
Right. And if I can't do something difficult in front of a community that I know is super supportive,
yeah.
it's going to be even harder to do it somewhere else.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
and I think it's a good point to show that while it may be easy for some, it's hard for others. We need to really accept that and respect that.
So.
And at the same time, if you...
We're going to pause for just a moment while the luggage cart or the
laundry
cart walks out. So please enjoy this break.
Hurry up, I'm out of dance moves.
But I think that's a good point as well, is that doing it here is safer, but it also, the more you do it, a little more naturally it will come. And so if you can practice that in safe spaces, then it will come easier outside of those spaces
yeah,
as well.
Exactly, like that is my hope.
It's like a muscle that you need to exercise.
Yeah.
You know, and what better place to exercise that muscle than here in that safe space. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
And just to add to that, a little trick that I forgot to talk about in the newbies thing, sometimes people have trouble with eye contact. Eye contact can be really hard for some folks, and maintaining eye contact can be hard for some folks. And much like you said, it's something that if you do it a little bit, it becomes easier and easier. And I know one trick that I've heard is sunglasses. And you're wearing those perfect sunglasses. They're really dark. Nobody can see where you're looking. So if you're looking at them, you might be looking over here, but they might, you know, they don't know that. But if the other side of that is also true. If you're looking away from them, you can look at them and sort of try to get that feeling comfortable looking at people's eyes. And then take the sunglasses off, and now you're looking at them in the eye. And then it becomes more natural and easy. I think we all take for granted that some of these things are muscles that need to be worked and flexed, and that we can build on these muscles and become better and better people.
Yeah. Actually, there was a guy here that performed an act of service for me. I commented on this harness that I'm wearing, that he was wearing it, and I said, "Oh, that's brilliant. Where'd you get it from?" And he said, "Oh, he made it." And I was like, "Oh, that's brilliant, you know." And he said, "Oh, try it on you." He put it on me. He goes, "That's yours now." And I'm not really good at receiving gifts much, but he made me comfortable enough to say, "You know, thank you. It's brilliant." He's also made a couple of other things here with the By the By logo on it. And did a nice little. It was an impromptu workshop upstairs by the hot tub that I think I took over a little bit.
That's
yeah, just you know. But again, it was this space and the people that are here. It's so unique that it's allowed me to sort of say thank you and just accept it and be grateful for it. You know.
And to touch on what our last speaker just said and what the gentleman just said, I can, good. To touch on what Ryder just said, who was our last speaker? Anyway, gifts and acts of service are not how I receive love. They're not my top love languages. So when this person gave us the laser-etched leather with the By the By logo on it, it made me feel really uncomfortable because... My attitude still, I mean, we've been doing this podcast for over 3 years.
Almost four.
And my attitude still is, what do I give to you? And he was kind enough to say, you're in my ear every week. And that's important to me, and you've helped me. I wanted to give something back to you. And it's hard for me to accept that, but I did. And I think it was one of those wonderful moments where I accepted it, and... just accepting it made him feel good.
Yeah.
And I think we often forget that.
So the love just keeps going back.
Yeah.
Around.
Yeah. It is. It's a circular thing. And back to the energy play, which again, more this week, I've thought about energy and what am I doing with my energy?
Yeah.
And so you know, we're trying to give something out to the community. He's giving us something back. My receiving it is giving back to him. And it's this wonderful thing that if we could continue this outside of these walls, the whole world's going to be better. If you can give selflessly and not expect anything in return, because this human was not expecting anything. And he was very honest in, like, just spending time with you is enough.
That's what he says. Just seeing you wear it, that's why I've worn it today. Just to make him happy.
Yeah. You know that it's going to make his day.
Yeah.
And it's like that, I think we need to remember that. We need to take... We take for granted that these walls... We keep saying that desire is special. Desire is special. It is special, but it's not the only fucking place that can be special. We can take this feeling that we have, we can go outside of these walls, and we can give it to those people who don't deserve it. We might think they don't deserve it. Maybe we disagree on politics or something ridiculous like that. That doesn't really matter. But we can still share that love with them, and if you don't get it back, you will get it back. It just might not be from that person. And they may learn something from our kindness. Be good people, I think, is the motto of desire. Woo!
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and just your act of doing that to them might take their 100% of assholery down to 99%.
That's right.
and every bit counts, you know?
It's very true.
Some people are walls, and you have to chisel away. Mm. And if you can take out a large chunk, then... awesome. Okay, what else do we have to give away? So we're not giving this away, but we will be giving away at the Life on the Swing Set podcast tomorrow. It's a bisexual pride butt plug and dildo. I know, right? Also from Geeky Sex Toys. It's awesome. But we're not giving away that today.
That was just a teaser. Yeah.
That was a teaser.
Edging.
But I tell you what, I'm going to start bribing you. Because I was going to say, I'm going to give... I'm sorry, what? Sir? Oh, just waving. Sorry. I'm going to give away something to the next person who comes up and talks.
That's me. May I sit? Will you still give it to me?
Say what?
If I sit, will you still give me what you're going to give me?
If I can pick you up on the mic.
You're too far out.
So no, I really appreciate...
Wait, I thought you were pulling my pants down.
No.
But please feel free to do that.
Yeah.
I really appreciate both of you, all of you, sharing what you've shared, and it caused me to start to think about, what do I want for the rest of this time? And the answer really actually came very simply, which is, I want to fill this lovely person up with my love.
Oh, for the record, folks, he's waving at the
ginger.
Beautiful, beautiful person, ginger.
She spends, and I know many of you appreciate the work that she does, but much of what she does goes unappreciated. And it's not about, she doesn't want that from the egoic perspective. But as her partner, I know she needs support as well. And as she is filling in the space and being able to be whatever people need of her for this week, I'm working on being that for her. And I've been that to the best of my ability, but I know I want to continue to do that in the next 2 days so that as we go home, we have that foundation, we can continue to build on that. So going back to your leveling up, thank you for your beautiful comments about our session, and thank you... throwing everything around. Thank you for saying that as well, because that has been for us a journey around sacred sexuality and on Intellectual Foreplay, the podcast.
Definitely plug yourself.
Yeah.
To the best of my ability.
Or I'll plug you if you want.
Hard yes.
Oh my God, I would pay to see that.
Really?
Let's negotiate price.
Hard yes. You wouldn't actually even have to pay. However, and now I got distracted.
Sorry.
Now I'm flustered. We talk about sacred sexuality a lot, but it's hard to communicate. It's hard to experience. And we have done our energy workshop in various iterations, starting very much at that intellectual place, and recognize, and I'm say we, this lovely, really was able to help people that came to the workshop start to embody that and experience it in ways that were new and are new for me as well. And I just want to acknowledge and appreciate this lovely, beautiful human being, Ginger. And that's my intention. So thank you for helping me to think about what I want to do in terms of between now and the time that we head back home.
You're very welcome.
And I will say, to continue the energy play discussion, that as we said earlier, for me, that was very much outside of my comfort zone. And it's not something I'm comfortable with. It's not something that I have traditionally been open to. But going to the workshop and just kind of experiencing that has made me and made us think about, you know, what can we do with this and how can we explore this more? And so I'm starting to open up to that a bit more. And I can definitely see benefits in especially day-to-day life. Because we're always so busy, we're always just plugged in, and there's always something going on, and we don't take the time to really sit down without any distractions and focus on each other and focus on ourselves as much as we should. And I think that's something that I definitely want to explore more, and I think we should explore more and just try to kind of deepen that connection and just really take time away and take time for us, because we're not always good about that.
Set yourself as a priority.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'll say one of the things that Ginger and Prof talked about during the energy workshop was what you're giving and receiving, both to penetrating and giving your partner and then receiving from your partner. And what I didn't realize was, again, me in Fox mode, I've always thought this, but I didn't realize what I was giving out was energy. I would have assumed that I was in a submissive state, which I think I am, but from a energy point of view, I'm every time I look at her, it's adoration. That's all I'm feeling, is that adoration, and I'm trying to give that through my eyes, that's what I'm feeling for her. And then also for him. It was an amazing thing to hear that and to be able to recognize that in myself. So
but you also
definitely thank you.
You also give that energy to others when you're in hot mode. Because you definitely put that off.
And now a word from our sponsors. Are your towels clean? Are your sheets dirty? We're here to fix that. Let us take your towels and sheets.
I like coming in black paint.
Let us take your towels and sheets and put them in a washer and then return them to your room between 4 and 6 hours later.
Yes, absolutely.
The answer is always yes.
Thank you. So, I'm Ginger. I don't often get to be on this side of the enjoying the podcast from the flip side. So, thank you for that opportunity. And I was noticing that I was having a lot of emotion as I was listening to the question. So, I'm really delighted to have the mind food for the last stretch of days. For me, about leveling up, and this is our eighth year. We've done the podcast for almost a decade. I feel very confident in being able to curate an experience for everyone, and it may suit their needs or not, but I feel confident in that. And I was noticing I don't have the same skills, I'm going to be emotional, for curating my own experience. And so, of course, this man is amazing. But I was just noticing that we've done this a long time, and even before we hosted the trip, we've come to Desire. And for probably 13 or 14 years, it's not an auction, I can't remember, so we'll just say 13 years. And still, every year, I have new insights. Every year, I have these experiences where I'm sitting here just coming off the end of our last event and sitting here with all of our lovelies here, and I was like blown away by the question, because it was so, it opened something up in me that I'm like, I really want to contemplate this question. I don't feel like I have the details to share right now, but I thought, wow, I've been here for all 8 years, so if you're here for the first time, if you're here for the eighth time, it's new every single time. And it's just stunning to me that we can have those experiences, and just noticing that it is deeply personal every time, it is new every time, and just having also observed many of the folks around that it's new for them every time. And so, yet at the same time, I felt like I was outside of that from that perspective. And I thought to myself, I'm really not. And then, of course, hearing Prof share, which he does an amazing job of what he is doing and wants to do. But I thought, wow, I am not outside of that. And it is new every single time. And I would offer, it can be new from the beginning of the week to the end of the week. So we just get in this amazing transformational experience. And so to not judge, oh, I've been here before, been there, done that. I think I have a bit of, I won't say jaded, it's not that, but from the curator of the experience perspective, I'm just very grateful for the question. So thank you. And I'm going to take that with me and really explore that, because I don't want to say this, but it is Thursday. So I definitely just noticed, like, we have a phrase of, we get here and then we arrive.
Agreed.
And I thought I had arrived. And I had arrived as a host. I had arrived as Dom, and I had arrived as all these other people, but not really me.
Yeah.
So thank you for the question.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Ginger. So we're going to start wrapping up. I do want to say that, look, we are on Thursday, but that means we still have time. You have time to think about. Take that time. Take that personal time. Like, we still have plenty of time. Mm-hmm. And take that personal time to think about what you want to do and how you want to grow. And it doesn't have to be here. You can go outside of those doors and grow. I promise. I did it. So, do we want to give some our last big thing away? So I'll show you what it is before. That way, if you're not interested, you can leave.
Also, as a side note, while he's doing that, if anybody did not get a little by-the-by bag, or if you want another one, we've still got some. So just come find us, let us know. Definitely give it to you.
So this item was created by the folks at Geeky Sex Toys. It was so popular that it sold out, and then they stopped selling it for like a year. And then we managed to get our hands on it. It is
a Master Dildo Sword.
If you've ever played The Legend of Zelda, you know how important this is. This dildo has great power. So in order to win it, we're not going to draw a number. That's too easy. You have to earn it. So everybody has a pad of paper in front of them.
You have to level up and earn it.
You have a pad of paper? Let's get some paper out. Does anybody not have paper?
Paper's
here.
Yes,
paper here.
Oh, thank you. And pens?
There's a few left. Yep.
All right. We might have to share a pen. Paper. And
Anybody else? Okay.
Grant first.
Bradford.
Sorry. Okay. It's going to be math.
Boo.
I know, but don't worry. It's easy math. I promise.
Still boo.
We also have a calculator if needed.
Okay. This is a quiz. And all of the answers are numbers. And what we're going to do is you're going to write the number that you think it is. Then we'll tell you the real number, and you'll take the difference. I don't care if it's big. Whichever the smaller number is, you subtract from the bigger number. At the end, we're going to add up all of your numbers, and the person who's closest to zero wins. Because that means, consistently, you were the closest, you were right. Yeah? All right. This is going to be fun. Because it's the Master Sword, in what year was the first Legend of Zelda released?
I know, right?
Can I clarify that?
Sure.
Is it Japan or in the US?
Good point. On the NES in the US. Because
it was 2 years late to the UK is all I'm saying.
We can't help that you're behind the times.
Always.
Alright, number two. Because we're a bisexual podcast and I have a couple of bisexual heroes, in what year did David Bowie's first hit song release? And I'll even give you a little hint. That song was Space Oddity.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Look at us, so many serious faces.
I know.
Faces.
Yeah. So many thinking faces.
It's like, yeah, I'm focused.
And I've noticed everybody seems to be covering their paper.
I know,
well.
Right?
Yeah.
We're swingers, but by God, we're not going to
don't double dip that chip.
Yeah. Okay, this one is a bit unfair, but it's our fucking podcast. What number was the last podcast that we released just yesterday? What number of episode was that?
Well, what was last week's an ad one?
We told you it was going to be maths.
Alright, are we ready for the next one? The Kinsey Scale, which was, it's the first, it's a scale of heterosexuality to homosexuality. Some people don't like it. I like it, and so, you know, it's my podcast, our podcast.
Yeah,
so we're going to use it.
Yeah. Just take over. Go for it.
In what year did Alfred Kinsey publish the Kinsey Scale in the sexual behavior of the human male? So he also published it for the human female. But it was originally published for the human male. What year was that? I didn't say it was going to be easy.
But we're taking the difference. So if you just put a number down, then
we'll see
what the difference is. Yeah.
Just don't put zero.
Yeah.
Don't put infinity.
Yeah, because you'd be way off.
All right. Two more questions. How many games, video games, has Link, the main character from The Legend of Zelda, made an appearance as a playable character or as a cameo?
Oh.
I know.
Mm.
This one's cruel. We're talking NES, we're talking Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, all the way up to the Switch.
Oh.
And, interesting, there have been a couple cross-platforms. So he was in a Sega game as well.
Including arcade
I think so. Last question. And this is for the folks that don't like video games, but like TV. What year did Doctor Who first appear?
The first
Doctor Who. Yeah, what year did Doctor Who first appear? So I'm going to go ahead and also say that most of these answers came from Wikipedia or me adding things up or looking on our website. The answers that we're going with are the answers that I have on my phone. I am not guaranteeing they're correct.
We're not having a debate about
it. We're not having a debate. This is a biocracy.
Wait. But if we include the gentleman, it's a triadocracy.
Triocracy?
Fuck. But he's also bi.
Okay, alright.
All right.
We'll go
with
biocracy.
Okay.
Can you call it
pandemonium? Oh! Very well done, Ryder. It's a pandemonium.
Mandemonium.
Pan.
Pandemonium. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, are we ready to go for the answers?
Woo!
I'm trusting that everybody's going to write down the correct answer when they do their math. Trusting y'all.
We're going to check your sheets if needed.
I'm not going to do that.
No, I don't really care.
Okay. Who thinks they know when The Legend of Zelda was released?
It's 1986. So close. Wow.
Take whatever number you had, subtract the smaller of the two. I did say every time I opened up the bag here, I was going to go, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay, number two. What year did Space Odyssey come out? 83 is what you said? 69.
Nice.
Wow.
You have the right answer.
Oh. Oh. Did you have the right answer? Oh, nice. Yeah. Whoa. Nice.
Nice.
Yep.
That's awesome.
All right. Now, this is the true test. The only important question, because it's the only marketing research that we ever do. What was our last episode?
What number?
What number was it? Oh, come on. What number? Don't be shy. 182 is
who
the correct answer.
Woo! Oh, well done.
Nice.
I was like,
I'm
192.
Oh my god, that's great. Okay. The Kinsey scale. What year did the Kinsey scale for men get published?
I'm mad at myself, I don't remember.
So we've got 60. Any other questions? Any other answers?
1948.
Woo!
Did you get it right?
Wow.
Nice.
I'm so impressed by the number of people who get the numbers correct already. Yeah. I didn't know any of this shit. And even our own podcast number. I was like, I don't know, 175? She's looking at me like, what? Are you mad? Okay, two more. How many games has Link made an appearance in, either as a playable character or a cameo?
12.
14.
32.
Jeez. Yeah.
He was actually in a Sonic the Hedgehog game. Weird. Did anybody get that?
No?
Okay. Ah.
I was 23.
And lastly, in what year did Doctor Who make their first appearance?
What do we got for answers?
What did I hear over here?
52.
1963.
Nice. Okay.
Nice.
So take all of your numbers that you've got from your subtraction, add them all up, and whoever's closest to zero wins. If we have a tie, I have a tiebreaker.
All right, we're going to give people a moment to do math.
Yeah, take your time.
If you need a calculator, let me know. Maybe you've listened to a couple of them a few times, so just like get in your ear hole more.
Yeah.
And that's the good thing about this. It only takes one question
to really
set
you up.
All right, are we close?
Anybody still doing math?
Is there any water over there? Is there water in that bucket?
I thought we should pour it on me.
All right, are we good?
Does anybody have a number less than 20? How many people have less than 20? Anybody?
Nobody?
Less than 2.
Okay, less than 100? Okay,
right.
Whoa, okay.
All right, less than 50.
So we got 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, less than 45?
All right.
Less than 40? Holy cow. Less than 30. Okay. Less than 35?
I have 35.
235. 39. All right, 235.
I was 2.
All right.
I was trying to suck up.
Okay. Did you have any that were 100% spot on correct?
No, I had a 1 and a 2.
All right, looks like we're going to have to go to the final Jeopardy that I really didn't want to have to do, but I'm going to do it.
Oh, no. Drink the bat.
You have to ejaculate and pull the cup.
This is what I need. I need both of you
to fill these cups.
Come with me.
So Bradford's taking them away to do a race. He's taken two cups with them.
Two cups? And what are they going to do with the cups?
I've seen the two women, one cup film, but this is weird. What is he doing? He's... Ah, they're doing They're balancing an empty cup on their hands?
No. So he's giving each of them... He's making them stick their arms out straight, putting an empty cup on the hand.
He's putting some water in for a little bit of weight because it's a bit windy with the fans.
Sure. But I'm pretty sure what they're going to have to do...
They're going to walk the length of the courtyard.
Nope, they're going to walk to the bar and get him a drink. Okay, so they're not... So they're not getting a drink. They have water in the cup, and they have to walk over and dunk it on his head.
If you drop it, you're out.
So we'll see who gets that first.
We'll see who gets that first. So palms down, cup on top of the palm, outstretched, and here we go.
One's down
straight away. And he gets the palm straight away. Well done. Now that was truly earning.
That's also a really good way to cool off after here.
It is, yeah.
He still has ice on his head.
He does. And it's disguised as ice squirting, which is a genius.
I thought you were going to make him get you a drink.
No, I was hot. I thought this is the best way to cool down.
It is better.
Do you like to present?
Wait, okay, so Mr. H is going to do the song as he presents.
Should be pulling it out or something from someone. All right, do you want me to do the thing?
Yes,
do the thing.
You found the sword, what a pleasant surprise.
Yay!
Okay! So, that was awesome. Plus, a first timer to Desire, first timer to Sunset.
Oh, well done.
Well done.
Makes the trip worth it.
Yeah. That's. Oof. Okay, so to everyone here, thank you. When Angela and I started this 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago, we never thought that we would ever have enough of a following to have people want to come and sit and listen to us talk. Why do you do this to yourselves? But we so appreciate it. We do the podcast because... When I was in a bad place, I needed a beacon. And there was no beacon for me. There was no lighthouse. The world was nothing but fog. I bestow upon you that power to become a beacon. Go out, give people space, give people the permission space to be their true, authentic selves, no matter what that looks like. Be kind, be good people. Remember that feeling that you have here, both on day one, and the last day when we're leaving, remember those feelings. Think about them. And also remember that if you ever need someone to talk to for any reason, that we're happy to listen. And if you just need someone to listen, we're happy just to listen. And we won't give advice. I know, shocking from Bradford. I cannot have an opinion, too.
You can at least keep it to yourself.
Do you have any... Yeah, fair enough. Do you have any closing remarks?
No, again, just a warm thank you to everybody. It's been an amazing experience so far, and I'm just amazed at how welcoming that I have been made felt by this group of people. It's been really great, and I intend on taking that home with me and trying to make the world a little bit of a better place where I can.
And in our last days and nights here at Desire, let's go out, have fun, and fuck. And I will say one thing I did learn, just as a side note real quick, when from Tristan Terramino's podcast, was that yesterday?
Yeah.
That they actually, I think it was her, somebody on there used a term that I thought was really great, is that
talking about the fact that physical sex is not necessarily the pinnacle of what we want and what we're looking for. It can be a very great thing. But sometimes that brain sex can be really good, too. And I like that term of brain sex, because we make these connections and these mental connections, these emotional connections, and it's really, that can be just as strong or stronger and just as fulfilling. And I think that is something really great to kind of remember as we go out, is we don't, it's great to have the physical connections with people, but also to have that mental connection is just amazing, too.
Yeah. So go forth, yes. Have fun! Fuck! Woo! Yeah!
Yeah, so that was our Desire 2019 live podcast. It was really good to have a chat with everybody and have everyone around us while we talked about how we leveled up in the lifestyle and ways that we've pushed ourselves and grown and tried to be better people. And hopefully we have continued that and will continue that.
That's right. We're still pushing, still growing, still trying to be better people. And we encourage everyone listening to be good people and be nice and self-isolate. And let's try to flatten the COVID curve.
Yes. Yeah. Easy for you to say.
I know, right? Everybody's like, oh my God, even the podcasters are talking about it. Yeah, it's true. We are.
It's important, though.
Take care of yourself so that we can fuck you later.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds good to me.
If you want to message us, curious to know what everybody's scores are, send us your scores and any other questions and comments that you have to Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. We are at By the By Podcast, or you can email us theatomsoflove@gmail.com. If you want to help us out, go to Patreon. It's www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast. Look, we've got a new website that you can also check out. Some of the special areas are patron only. So if you want to check out the special areas, it's growing as much as we can. And with the way it looks like we're going to have to isolate ourselves, it might be growing even more. So always trying to add new content there. And I think that's everything.
Yeah, thanks for joining us this week.
And we'll see you next week. Yeah. Happy 200!
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Dylan Thomas, co-host of Life on the Swing Set, the podcast. We share our experiences in swinging, polyamory, and beyond. You're listening to a Swing Set Network podcast at swingset.fm.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.